Welcome to Found in Space, a science podcast for kids and teens.
There is a total solar eclipse coming up for many people in North America. So today we're going to talk a little bit about what eclipses are, because there's actually a few different kinds of eclipses, and we want to understand why they happen. So let's start with, in general, what is an eclipse? Well, an eclipse is when one celestial body, so that's a thing in space, right? And remember, Earth is in space. So when one celestial body blocks the light from another one. So to eclipse is to block something out. Now you've probably heard about solar eclipses and lunar eclipses. So a solar eclipse is when the light coming from the sun gets blocked. And a lunar eclipse is when the light coming from the moon is blocked. Now we have to think a little bit about that one, because it turns out that the moon doesn't give its own visible light off. It gives off infrared and radio, which are both forms of light, but they're light that our eyes can't see. So for us to see the moon, we have to see light that comes from the sun that hits the moon and then bounces off of it, kind of like a mirror. So with a lunar eclipse, the light coming from the sun gets blocked, so it can't actually hit the moon and then shine back to Earth for us to see. With a solar eclipse, it actually has a lot to do with the moon as well. This is when the moon blocks the light from the sun from getting to Earth. So let's focus a little bit more on this idea of a solar eclipse. We know that Earth is going around or orbiting the sun, and it takes us one full year, that's where we even get a year from, to go all the way around the sun. Now, at the same time this is happening, the moon is going around the Earth. Actually, the moon is going around the sun and making little loop-de-loops around us, the Earth, as it goes around the sun, right? And so the amount of time it takes the moon to go around Earth is a month. That's actually where we get the word for month, moon month. And of course, the days don't divide quite perfectly, right? There's not an exact number like 28 or exactly 29 days that it takes for the moon to go around the Earth. So the lunar cycles, so lunar is having to do with the moon, are slightly off from our solar, our sun cycles. So the moon is going around the Earth, right? And the moon is reflecting light from the sun because the sun is shining on the moon. Just like Earth, the sun is shining on Earth, and half of the Earth is lit up by the sun and half of it isn't. So the side that isn't is night, and the side that is day. The moon is the same way. And so as it goes around the Earth, we see different parts of the day side of the moon, which is why it seems like it changes shape to us. The moon doesn't ever actually change shape. It's a big ball, right? It's a big ball of rock and metal in space, but how much of it we see changes. So a full moon is when we see the full side of the moon that's lit up. We see the full day side of the moon. Now, in order for us to see that, the moon has to be on the opposite side of Earth from the sun so that we see it all the way lit up. Now, 2 weeks later, the moon is going around the Earth, right? So now the moon has to be between the Earth and the sun. And the side that is lit up is facing towards the sun, away from the Earth. So we don't actually see the moon this time of the month. We call that the new moon because it starts a new lunar month. So a solar eclipse happens when there is a new moon, because the moon can be between Earth and the sun. Now, here's a question some of you might be wondering. Why don't we have a solar and a lunar eclipse every single month, right? If the moon is getting between the Earth and the sun, shouldn't that block the light from the sun? Well, it turns out that as the moon is going around the Earth, its orbit, so the path it takes around the Earth, is a little bit tilted by about 5 degrees, this very, very small tilt, but it's just enough that most of the time, the moon, from our perspective on Earth, will look like it's a tiny bit above the sun or a tiny bit below the sun. But occasionally, so sometimes, it may line up just perfectly that when a new moon is happening, it's lined up right in between, kind of like a monkey in the middle, right? Right in between the sun and the Earth. And so it blocks the light from being able to get to the Earth. Now, one more thing. The moon is tiny compared to the sun, right? The moon's a lot smaller than Earth, and Earth is way, way smaller than the sun. So the reason that the moon, which is smaller than the sun, can block the light from the sun is that the moon is very close to Earth and the sun is really far away. So it turns out that the moon looks the same size in our sky as the sun does, just because of the perspective of it, because the moon is so much closer. But here's something really special. Every year, the moon is actually moving just a tiny bit farther away from the Earth. Not very fast, but about the same speed your fingernails are growing. So each year, the moon is a little bit farther away. Now, from our perspective, as humans, in an individual human life, we don't really notice that. The moon just looks like the moon in the sky to us. But if you add that up, over millions and billions of years, that makes a big difference. So over time, the moon, over millions of years, will start to look smaller and smaller and smaller in the sky. And one day, it will be small enough that it can't cover up the sun from our perspective. So there won't be another solar eclipse, a total solar eclipse. It'll still block some of the light, but not all of the light. Now, when it does block all the light, like it can do today, because it's the right size in our sky, we call that a total eclipse. If it blocks some of the sun, that's a partial eclipse. So with a total eclipse, this only lasts for a few minutes. It depends on the eclipse, somewhere 2, 3, 4 minutes. That's a very short period of time. But for those few minutes that the moon is between you and the sun, it makes it look like night. So if the sky is clear and there aren't a bunch of clouds, you can see stars in the middle of the day. You should be able to see Mercury right next to the sun. This is the only time that you'll be able to see Mercury high in the sky, right? The planet Mercury, we usually can only see right at sunrise or sunset, because it's always so close to the sun. But during the middle of the day, there's too much light bouncing around in the atmosphere for us to be able to see Mercury or see the stars. But during a solar eclipse, a total solar eclipse, it becomes night just for a few minutes. So this is a really special event if you can see it. Now, need to mention, this is really, really important. Do not look at the sun with your bare eyes. Now, most days we know this, right? You walk outside, you don't look at the sun because it hurts your eyes to do that. And this is really important because even looking at the sun for a few seconds can cause permanent damage to your eyes. It's not guaranteed that it will, but it can do that. So you really, really don't want to look at the sun. During an eclipse, though, sometimes we can forget because it's kind of exciting that the sun, it looks like the moon is moving in front of it. It looks like the sun kind of starts to look like a crescent sun, the way we see crescent moons. So we can forget and be tempted to look at the sun, but it's very important that you don't. A safe way to look at the sun is with eclipse glasses. These are special glasses that your grown-ups can get for you that when you put them on, it'll look completely black. You can't see anything unless you look at the sun. The sun is really, really bright. You'll be able to see the sun through those glasses, but nothing else. And so if you do look at the sun, you need to be wearing those eye protection, because you could hurt your eyes otherwise. Now, the good news is these are very inexpensive. They don't cost very much, and you can find them in lots of different places. You can find them online. Lots of schools or libraries have them. And so make sure that if you're going to look at the sun, you have eye protection. All right. Now, solar eclipses happen every few years around the globe. But in an individual place on Earth, they only happen every few hundred years, because you can only see the eclipse from some parts of the world when it's happening. So the one that's going to happen on April 8th, 2024, in North America, will be the last one that the lower 48 states, that North America, will see until the 2040s, the last total eclipse. So it's going to be a really special event if you can see it. And if you're not on the path of totality, where it becomes totally dark for those few minutes, you can still probably see it as a partial eclipse. All right. So thank you so much, everyone, for being here on the podcast. Next episode, we will go back to your questions. We've been getting some wonderful questions coming in that I cannot wait to talk about with all of you. And of course, if any of you have any questions that you would like to write in, have your folks send that into the email in the description. And as always, my friends, I hope you have clear skies, dark skies, and remember to stay curious.